first coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Kim Barnes-Orrico. The Wolverines returned three starters, including all Big Ten selections Caitlin Flaherty and Hallie Thom from last year's team that went 28-9 and won the WNIT championship, the first postseason title in school history. Coach, good morning. I'll let you start with an opening statement, then we can take questions from the media.
Good morning, Chris. Just excited to be on the call again. It just means that the season is right around the corner. Practices have been off to a great start. We are fortunate to be led by Caitlin Flaherty and Hallie Thom, two of the best players, I believe, in the country as well as in our league. They're doing a great job. I think Kate's really excited about her senior season, and it's great to have that core group returning as well as Jillian Dunson, our other starter in that spot. We lost a four-year starting point guard, so that's going to be a transition for us. I think Caitlin will take over some time there, as well as Deja Church, a freshman that has been playing some great minutes for us. Haley Brown is a freshman for us from Canada, and she's been off to a great start, as well as Nicole Munger. So just really excited about the start to the season. We were obviously disappointed last year. We thought we were one of the best teams in the country not to be selected to the NCAA tournament, but I think we really embraced our role in the WNIT, and we're able to come out with that championship, and I think that really gave great confidence to our team moving into this season.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open it up to questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC.
Kim, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Talk about Deja Church for a second. I was able to talk to her at Media Day a couple weeks ago. I was also able to talk to Coach Brooks. What do you think the best part about Deja's game is?
Well, I think she's just a strong physical guard, and she looks like a college-ready player at this point, and she's only, you know, beginning her freshman year. So she's a big, strong guard. She has the ability to get to the rim and draw fouls, and that's something that we haven't had really in the past, so we're looking for her to be able to do that. She has great speed in the open court, and she can really be effective for us on the defensive end.
You maybe look at someone like a Nicole Munger. Have you guys decided on who's going to take that second role to fill in for Thompson?
Nicole's been doing a great job. She finished the season for us in tremendous fashion in the championship game. She brings a lot because she has the ability to score from the outside as well as off the bounce. And she's playing with a lot more confidence going into her junior year. Every freshman, regardless of how good they are, it's definitely a learning curve, and you need to get those games under your belt and get that experience where Nicole has that being a junior now. So I think she's really going to be able to play a lot of minutes for us this season.
All right, Kim, good luck this season. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I wonder if you could expand just a little bit on what you said in your opening statement, because I think that what you guys did was very commendable, not being disappointed by being left out and instead embracing WNIT. And actually, women's basketball has a long history of teams that played really well in WNIT, and that was a springboard. I wonder if you could maybe talk about that, if it ended up being kind of a blessing in disguise or silver lining, because you got so many postseason games in the WNIT to build on for this year.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Great question. I think, you know, we speak about it a lot because coaching now for about 20 years, that was probably one of the most disappointing nights of my life. Very emotional, and even with our team, especially our team, our seniors had worked so incredibly hard, and every goal that we put on the board at the beginning of the year and our aspiration as a team, we met. So to not be invited when we felt like we were one of the top teams, I mean, we have two of the best players in the country on our roster, and for Caitlin Flaherty not to be showcased on the national stage was really upsetting. But the next day, that night was very emotional with the players, with the coaches, and I don't think anyone really got much sleep that night. The next day we got to the circle, and before we even went out as a coaching staff, we met, and you know, we talk about the bounce back and how to be resilient, and what this, you know, what our job as coaches really is, and that's to be role models and mentors and teachers. And the way that we went out to that circle was going to be really important for our players to see. And we went out and we encouraged ourselves before we went out there to be as positive as possible. And we have got to embrace what's ahead of us and use it, you know, use it as motivation. And before I even had a chance to speak, Jillian Dunstan, who was a junior at the time, she kind of took over the circle. And, you know, she said for our seniors, Sierra Thompson, who had been a four-year starter for us and played pretty much every minute at point guard, and Danielle Williams, you know, this is for them. They didn't deserve this. We will now. She said, we will hang a banner and we will win this championship. And I think everyone just took a breath at that moment and was like, okay, we have a goal. We are going to show everyone that they made a mistake and we have something to prove. And, you know, Jilly broke the ice. And from that moment on, you know, we faced some adversity through that tournament as well. And we lost a player through that tournament who was a starter and a major contributor. But one thing after another, another player stepped up. And it was another challenge and another obstacle to overcome. And I thought it brought us closer and closer as a team. And even down 6 points with a minute to go in the WNIT championship, we continued to find a way. So it was just one of the highlights of my coaching career. And obviously, you know, the disappointment will always be there because, you know, you feel like you didn't get the credit you deserve. But for our team to bounce back and really embrace that was incredible. And I think it just spoke volumes to the character of the players in our program.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Sorry, long answer, but sorry. It gets me, you know, pretty emotional.
Great answer. Great answer.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Vera. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. I'm not as good as you, obviously. You're looking forward to a big season. And my question is simply kind of following up on what you just talked about the disappointment. One of the big hurdles, I guess, that you'll have to overcome is the fact that Maryland and Ohio State, the upper echelon of the conference, are so very, very competitive. What has changed that you think will allow you to compete on that level, to be in that same breath with the Ohio States and the Maryland on a national level?
Well, I think experience, you can't take anything away from experience and your kids being in different situations, high-level situations where they've won a championship. And that's why that last year's experience definitely helped us. Having Caitlin Flaherty as a senior in our program, just the confidence that she's playing with right now and the composure, the game has slowed down for her. And a lot of times as freshmen, you know, it's so fast. And sophomores, it becomes a little bit slower. Junior, it starts to click. She's a senior for us now, and everything is clicking for her. Hallie Thome, you know, the same is true for her. She had a sensational year for us. So I think it's having two really, really top players coming back, two high-level players that were both invited to USA Basketball, so both recognized as two of the top college players in the country. And then surround them by great pieces, by experienced pieces in Jillian Dunstan, who's a senior, in Nicole, who is a junior for us now, and Haley Brown. We have a freshman coming in who has that international experience, medaled with the Canadian national team for the first time in the U19 World Championships. So she's coming in with that international experience. So even though she is a freshman, she's played kind of on that scene a little bit. So I think that gives her some composure. So I definitely think experience helps with that, level of talent helps with that. But you watched all those games. We were right there in every single one of them. Now it's turning the corner.
Right. Thank you very much, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Thank you, Chris. Have fun today, guys.